what next? The latte machine book.
Yeah, we're recording. I'm looking it up right now. I was gonna wait till it dies down and then I was gonna start talking. So this is my first time learning how to fade it out.
Yeah.
Hold on. It'll start fading out.
See?
No, it's fading out.
It's not fading out. It's not doing
it. Yes, it's fading out. Listen, it's fading out. Welcome to the Comedy Film Nerds Podcast. That totally faded out.
Yeah, okay.
See?
Okay, all right.
Stop being a dick. I finally learned. Okay. It only took me 12 episodes to learn how to...
Next time, don't do a 90-second fade.
Well, I wanted our fans to listen to that was a song called Identity Theft. Or... Shit, I forgot the guy's name. Identity Theft. That's the name of the song, Identity Theft, by Greg Swinehart of the band Pale Pacific. So, they're on iTunes. Check out Pale Pacific on iTunes. That's the theme song for this episode.
Hello,
that America. That was a seamless edit. Seamless edit, America.
And we're still here.
Congratulations for editing on a podcast. We still think we're in radio where it's live. It's not. My name's Graham Elwood.
I'm Chris Mancini.
And we... And we have our guest. Let's introduce her.
Absolutely. You know what? This guest has had an amazing life.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Yeah. She had her own show on MTV.
Mm-hmm.
She just got back from Hawaii. She's learned
whatever.
We skipped some years.
Yeah.
We skipped that.
Oh, no, I'm not going in order.
What was it like Real World Austin to Maui?
Yeah. She's written on a bunch of different shows.
Oh, yeah.
What was the one? Redneck Comedy. Was
blue,
one of
blue collar TV. We
oh,
call
okay,
it.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Racist.
And, Suddenly Samantha.
Yes, Suddenly Samantha. Who?
Yes.
Yes.
And also a meditation instructor.
Yes.
And this is the amazing thing about our guest is no matter what she's doing, no matter what she's been doing, she's always been there for Comedy Film Nerds.
Yes.
Laura House's date night reviews.
Except on my 3-month sabbatical.
But even when
training
you,
to teach meditation when I was not allowed to see movies. Other than that.
Yeah,
I was
but when you
always here.
Checked out to go on your ashram hippie tour,
uh-huh.
You still, I know spiritually, were in
we're
touch
here.
With
you. I still saw the trailer for District 9.
Yes.
While floating through the cosmos within myself.
And this sounds like a joke, but Laura also, we were in contact when she was taking care of orphans in India.
I was taking care of orphans in India. We didn't see movies there either. But
no.
They were... Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you finally got your priorities back in line. And you're saying,
now
you're
I'm
saying,
back. Drop that baggage.
Yeah.
And ready to see some movies.
Yeah, the first email was, this is nothing like Slumdog Millionaire. It's the real thing.
It was a lot like Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah.
So welcome our guest, Laura House.
Thank you.
Woo.
Oh, it's just me.
Yeah.
All right. Morning zoo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, it's
where's the slide whistle?
Elbow in the madman city of the morning zoo.
With Laura. That's
yeah,
the
yeah, exactly.
We relegate the girl to like, and now with traffic, the girl.
Yeah.
And she's always trying to read the serious news and they always interrupt her. Oh, really, Laura? I-55 is all backed up? You're stupid. All right.
It's what's on the report.
Shut
it's
up.
It's a computer print. It's just what they... Oh, my God, you guys are doing
anyway, did you see this thing in the news today? Why are chicks dumb? All right, coming back.
I'm sitting right here. Oh, my God.
Oh. If I was Tiger Woods, I would have fucked all of them. All right.
Let's I wish I'd learned to type.
Now we're going to be live in bikinis.
Yeah, at Toyota.
Giving out bumper stickers.
Yes.
Join the road crew.
Yeah. If you see the hot 96 van near the Toyota off the freeway, we're going to be giving out some frisbees.
Come say hi to Laura and tell her about your traffic.
Yeah.
It's a party and a half. That's what I love, party and a half. It's a party and a half.
Really? Why?
Half part doesn't sound fun at all.
I know. How about just one party?
Just one good party. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's with the awkward half?
It's like people you don't know and the food's bad.
That's the half. Half in the back room, jerks.
Oh,
that's, I thought I was invited.
I thought I was in the fun part. I mean, the half part where I'm stuck in bad conversations and have to go, oh, that's good, to something boring that somebody said to me.
Nickelback is fantastic.
Air conditioning repair. That sounds fun.
That's honestly my new thing I want to start doing because, you know, as you guys all know this, when
Nickelback?
Nickelback. Yeah. I want to really start listening to Nickelback. is when you're on the road.
Or, look at my photograph. Welcome to the road. I got that far into the song. Somebody, like,
all other songs.
I got that far and I go, oh, that's that song.
What was that pitch? They're like Pearl Jam, but worse.
They're a bad Creed. Exactly. Like, Pearl Jam's great, and they're just like Nickelback is every album is. I make fun of them in my act. They're so dumb.
It's easy to do.
But here's my new thing, though.
Yes, good.
Getting back to boring conversations, you know? Yeah. And as you know, as a comic, when you know, a lot of people then. You get in these conversations and they ask you the same five questions. Oh, who do you find funny? What do you do that? Blah, blah. So my new thing, when I feel like someone is going to be a boring person I'm going to be stuck in a conversation with, I try to outbore them and create like
score.
And won't let them leave. Like when I see they're like, I got to go body language, I just like, yeah. So I do accounts receivable for a ball bearings company. And when they like
another thing
about ball bearings that you probably didn't know that I'm sure you want to know about is they're different sizes and the way they coat them. The coating on each ball bearing is different.
Oh, are there drinks in the other room?
No, here's the thing. We have so many drinks in our ball bearing. You got to come by the factory, factory.
I was just going to check out the kitchen.
Oh, I'll go over there with you because there's probably ball bearings in the freezer that you didn't know that, did you?
I didn't.
I'll show them to you.
Oh, great. I wanted to talk to you about my resume. When you're in a conversation, you're like, why are you just telling me your resume? Yeah. There's no job here.
There's no job
here. And if there were, you're not getting it.
But leave it at the door. Yeah. Yeah, I may
pick up a few pointers.
Yeah. But just have fun with it.
So, should we do our shout outs?
Let's do our shout outs.
We
don't have any this week.
No.
Fuck you. No.
Burn.
A bunch of people emailed about Graham talking about Kick-Ass and what the choice was made because he didn't want to ruin it for anyone. What was the choice that Nicolas Cage made?
So if you have not seen Kick-Ass, this is a big spoiler alert.
It's not a big one,
but if you have not
to bed.
If you have not seen it yet, tune out, press pause or whatever, and fast forward a little bit. Get ready. Here we go. I'm not ruining it. Nick Cage is doing an Adam West Batman impression, basically. Mm. That's the choice he made, is he talks like Adam West, old chum. And I thought, when I first saw the movie, I was like, is he fucking doing Adam West
and
Batman?
He nails it, too.
He nails it.
Crazy.
And it's great. And I saw the director's...
He's not that far from it.
No,
naturally.
He's Adam
that's
West.
That's a good choice.
Yeah, he wears a utility belt just in... That was one of the things that he left in his house that got foreclosed upon.
You'd think that would be the first thing he would take.
No. Wow. No, the bank got it. he was financing a utility belt.
It really should be the first thing.
Well, then it was probably booby-trapped.
Yeah. Yeah, he booby-trapped his house.
You can shoot that arrow part out and then just fly out of your house as they foreclose it. The zip line right out of it.
Hear the gavel.
I can't really say it with just words. The thing and the...
It was either sell the house or sell your experimental grappling hook. So he chose,
house. One house. So that is the thing. That's the choice. And if if there's audience people listening that do not know what that is, YouTube it. Or maybe, I'm sure these old Adam West Batman series from the 60s, it's probably on Netflix. Watch it. It's hilarious.
And then look up Bat-Toosie.
And then look up Bat-Toosie.
Or just watch Family Guy. Adam West is still doing Adam West.
Mm-hmm. So that's what he was doing. So that answers that.
And just a couple technical things on the site. We got a couple emails from shipping. Our international shipping was, let's just say, it was a little off. It's fixed now. You're going to get a reasonable rate to ship to Canada and everywhere else. We had a great fan in Canada that alerted us to this. So thank you.
And I'm sorry, we didn't, unbeknownst to us, we had clicked the xenophobic button in the PayPal that said we hate foreigners.
Yeah.
So now...
It tripled the shipping. Now we uncheck that.
So
box
now
of
we
PayPal.
We love dirty foreigners, even though you don't have American blood in you and you know you're wrong. We just really appreciate you because I'm proud to be an American. Well, at least I know I'm dumb.
Look at this photograph of America. Is that the They all sound the same.
Yeah, they all are.
Put
the same.
A hat on Nickelback and it's Toby Keith.
Exactly.
Oh yeah,
Nickelback, Toby Keith for America.
I love this bar and grill.
Yeah.
I walked by it when I was in Vegas. They had the Toby Keith Bar and Grill.
Oh,
always
yeah.
empty, except for a couple cowboy hats.
Always
empty. Oh, dude, I was there. I was there during
That's
rodeo
a terrible
week.
Terrible motto.
It was packed during rodeo
during
week.
During rodeo week, sure.
It was great. I went in there. It was awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome.
Great. Awesome. Fucking give me a NASCAR hat. Let's
so
do
what,
it.
What was bigger, the belt buckles or the cowboy hats?
You're gonna alienate your cowboy nerds.
Yeah, so don't do that.
Maybe,
we have a cowboy nerd
in
Fort Worth.
That's like Cowboy Troy.
Yeah, it is. We had a cowboy nerd guy. I told him we talked about it on the show. He came up to me, so we don't want to alienate him. God bless you, Brandy, and your.
Yeah. You can like Toby
if you like Toby
Keith,
it's cool. Yeah, yeah.
Don't alienate your cowboy nerds.
We've never heard that on the show before. Don't alienate your cowboy
nerds. Well, she's from Texas.
Oh, my God. You know what? I think, call me crazy. I think we have our first bumper sticker.
Don't alienate your cowboy nerds.
Yeah.
Done. Sold.
Also, it's a spiritual message. You know, we all belong.
Wow. Yeah. Whatever, hippie. We all belong. Even people that think Han shot second.
Let's not get crazy. All right, let's get into
those are just God's misguided children. Yeah let's get it. Oh, and real quick.
Yes.
Oh, real quick. Let me just thank all the fans that came out and saw me in Madison, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, and at Western Illinois University last week. I was on the road. Appreciate all the fans coming out to the shows. You rock.
Same thing in Las Vegas. Yep. I had some fans out there. It was fantastic.
Outstanding. Thank you. Let's get into it.
In theaters, you saw The Losers.
Oh, come on.
No, I did.
I, you know, it's one of those things in the trailer you go, could be really dumb or could be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
It's really dumb.
I just thought part of that.
You just...
I was like, this is like The Italian Job or... But even The Italian Job is fine. I watched it on a plane. But it just seemed like I've seen this movie. Oh,
right.
Five people and a heist and that chick's kind of hot. Now they're fighting and shooting. I get it.
It's based
right.
on a comic book.
But that's the one thing. I thought that's what I went in there. Kind of medium to low expectations. Like,
mm-hmm.
okay, it's based on a comic book.
Mm-hmm.
That always makes me go, well, then it could be cool. But there's, you know, my nerd instinct goes, well, if it's not based on a comic book.
Then it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be
great. Because they always are.
Comic books are always great. And they never ruin them in movies.
They're always very well done.
Yes.
Well executed. It's always the vision that was in my head.
So,
you don't even sound
it's
like
the page jumped out and moved.
Yes. And, you know, yes, I wanted to see Zoe Saldana in a bikini. That was
so you
great.
Went to Santa Monica.
That was great.
So it was, you liked it.
No. It was, some of those actors I like, I just, with the low expectation, there are CIA guys that got, it was funny. I saw the trailer for the new A-Team, and I was like, Losers is just that. It's they got kicked out, you know, from the special op world, and now they've got to pay back.
Well, they did a search and replace on the script.
Right, exactly.
Title page.
Find Mr. T.
Yeah.
Yes.
Change to that other guy's name in the thing.
You know, and there's a couple of
Bradley Cooper's pecs.
But this has been, Bradley Cooper's pecs has been changed 17 times.
And I say, like, and the special effects, I was like, really? Like, when something would blow up, it was like an episode of Hawaii Five-0, like, where they clearly, like, in the 70s, where they would, like, physically...
It was like a matte painting?
Yes,
oh, like
paint
a...
on each frame
oh, no.
explosion. I'd be like, they did not have computers on The Losers?
We're past that, right, nerds?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're back to analog.
We're back to...
Just setting a big fire in the studio. We're back to like Burt Reynolds Hooper style special effects.
Let's do it. Hooper style. Hollywood stuntman. Stuntman.
This is my reaction to the trailer was the main guy who's like handsome, ruggedly handsome. I guess he's on Grey's Anatomy or something, but it was kind of like stubble.
The comedian.
He played the comedian in The Watchmen.
Oh, but that guy was like, I was like, oh, like I turned to my friend. I was like, ooh, Javier Bardem. And my friend, listen, so I go, oh, I'm in. And then my friend goes, no, that's that guy. He's on Grey's Anatomy or something. And I'm like, well, fuck. Oh, can we cuss?
Yeah.
I was like, well, fuck that. Like, that's the amount of time I was interested in seeing the movie. Ooh, is that Javier Bardem? And then, no, I'm out.
Done. Yeah, done. I'd love to see Javier Bardem.
Bardem. How do you even say? I feel like I'm cussing when I say his.
I feel like I'm cussing.
Javier Bardem. So sexy. But I was like in for like 2 seconds and then, oh, that's some bull pucky.
Yeah.
Right, cowboy nerds? Yeah. That's what we say.
So you're saying you did not like this
movie? No, I did not like
it. Now, if you want a differing opinion, Neil actually did like it.
Neil liked it?
He did, yes. He said it was a good brainless start of a summer movie.
I guess I could see that. I mean, if going with little to no expectations,
and
other than
sure.
an American Javier Bardem and Zoe Saldana for the fellas and the lesbians and bi-curious listeners out there, go for that.
And lesbian and bi-curious nerds.
And Jason Patrick, I really like Jason.
Don't alienate our lesbian and bi-curious nerds.
Don't alienate the transgender nerds out there.
Hey, you guys,
listen, I'm a straight woman, and she's lovely. Yeah,
isn't she gorgeous?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Like,
she is.
Sexy, yeah. Though, right?
I know.
Oh, that was a little gay.
No, I mean, we can go back
sexy,
to talking
sexy
about...
Sexy, if it's your own gender, that doesn't make you...
Oh, wait.
Oh, okay. No, you're right. All right. That was it. All right.
So,
I need a dictionary.
Yeah.
yeah. All right. So, Neil liked it. All right. Mm-hmm. So, read Neil's review and listen to this and decide for yourselves. Get off my... Why did I say that angry? Get off my back.
I'll clean my room when I'm ready.
Now, I think it'd be fun to review this next movie. We'll each take a turn reviewing this next movie because none of us have seen it.
Mm.
But we kind of have seen it.
Yes.
So, let's... Let's just take one or two lines and review the backup plan each.
I can't remember the last full J-Lo movie I saw. I think it was that where George Clooney was a criminal and she
out
was...
Out of sight.
Yes.
That doesn't count.
That was 98.
Because it was good.
And
yeah.
she was supporting.
She was supporting.
Yes.
I haven't seen, I think maybe The Wedding Planner? No, I can't remember.
Right.
Like on a plane
what
I saw that.
She had Monster in Law, was that her?
Yes.
And The Wedding Planner.
Oh,
yeah, this
yeah.
feels like
and
that
then,
exact, like, consistent notes.
Hello, Made in Manhattan.
Made in Manhattan. She was the maid.
Yes, very believable. Well, she's still Jenny from the Block.
Yes.
Yes.
With a slamming body who's cleaning hotel rooms.
Right, because that's we've all seen maids, and that's...
Yes,
sure,
I travel great. Every week, that's every maid I'm at, every city.
I know.
The Hampton Inn in Macomb, Illinois, all the maids look
maids
like...
Maids and Waffle House waitresses. I mean, this is where you meet...
This is where
models come from. It's a breeding ground for models.
What's where Playboy? Hugh Hefner goes...
Don't alienate your nerd maids.
There's any Waffle House waitresses were
turning off the podcast going, I'm just trying to enjoy the show.
I just want to listen about movies. My husband's a cowboy. I'm a maid in a Waffle House. And fuck these guys.
I cannot believe this.
I was born a hermaphrodite. Leave us alone.
You don't know me.
I enjoyed Star Wars the first three.
Jar Jar Binks is brilliant.
I belong here. I got your Han Solo reference. I belong here, jerk.
Oh,
that was fun. this story actually happened to someone I know very well.
What?
Like, she was, I mean, as far as I can tell what the story is, right? Like, you're going to have a baby, and then you meet somebody, and then you're dating, and now...
You got to tell them you're pregnant.
Now what do you do? Yeah, that actually happened to a friend of mine. So... I felt like it was documentary. They're very happy and they have a baby.
The movie or your friend?
Both. I don't know how the movie. No, my friend.
I don't know how the movie emotionally is.
My friend's very happy, but yeah, it's. I feel like on the poster that guy is like.
He's from The Shield, I think. He was one of the detectives in The Shield.
But there's something funny about that. Like, it's not Matt McConaughey, and it's not a guy you've heard. You know what I mean? It's like, it should be Matt McConaughey, but it's some guy, but he kind of looks like Ryan Gosling but you're like, he's up there like he's a star, but he's someone we've never heard of, and we're like, I feel like I'm supposed to respond differently to the poster, like, oh, that guy, but I go, who's that guy? Like, it just seems like, you know, that guy from over there. He's in this movie.
He's good looking and tall. All right.
Like, oh, I guess.
Well, maybe Jennifer Lopez was like, you know what? If I'm going to be starring in these movies, I want my co-star a little less famous from now on.
Yeah.
And not a good move.
Yeah.
Not a good move. Because girls want to see, like, because that movie is for girls. Sure. And I don't want to see that guy.
No. You want to see Matt McConaughey or maybe or Bradley something Cooper.
Like, I want to see
or Javier Bardem.
Bardem, where is he?
Yeah, like that's why you saw that movie where he had the two.
It's news to me that he wasn't in Watchmen, frankly. I just found that out and I'm trying to recover. I know I'm playing it cool, but I'm like, that wasn't him. Like, I thought it was him the whole time.
Oh, Watchmen was alive.
I am not the fan that I was Javier Bardem. I attribute his whole career to other people.
Now, when he played that crazy psycho in No Country for Old Men, was he still kind of sexy?
No, but what
with the Peter Tork haircut from the monkeys?
That was amazing. No, he was, at that point, he was
my brother had that same haircut when we were kids.
Yeah. I think we all did. But that's, I'm gay again. But what did happen was I saw that movie and he was some guy I didn't know and he was some creepy, scary guy in that movie. Then I went to the Coen Brothers Q&A. I'm in the business, everybody. I'm in a little business we call show. So I'm at the Q&A, and it's the Coen Brothers, and it's what that guy who's married to Diane Lane starred in the movie.
Brolin.
Brolin.
Jimmy.
And, anyway, but Javier Bardem walks in, and I was like, oh, like, I had some kind of movement.
Yeah.
And I was like, what a difference a haircut makes. he walked in. I was
hi.
That is interesting. And then Tommy Lee Jones kind of rattled in, started talking about a dog who had an unfortunate end the day prior. And like he goes up from like
is
a
that
10
part of the Q&A?
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. He just started they asked him something and then he just started talking about the ranch and a dog and then you know he's Tommy Lee Jones. Nobody goes, "Hey,
he shut it up, Tommy."
Back on topic.
Yeah.
Then he kind of wound down like the way people do when they go, "Well, anyway."
Yes, when you're about to fall asleep on the porch in the rocking chair.
And I enjoyed the making the film.
Somebody get me a shawl.
Yes.
Anyway.
You just wanted to throw a shawl around
it. Homemade lemonade is tasty.
So that was my... but then now if I see No Country for Old Men, I Pavlovian have a reaction to him.
So you just block out...
Even with the haircut.
Oh, so wow.
You cattle prod or something.
Yeah, get the quarter.
So the backup plan sounds good. Check. Check.
Well, that leads us into your specialty on our site is your Laura House's date movies.
I talk about date movies.
So let's get into some of your favorite.
And not so favorite date movies.
Sure. Well, I guess what I've...
First, let me ask you this question.
That's good.
What do you look for...
Open-ended
is... In a good... In the world. What do you look for in a good date? Like, what is your, like... This is what I want for a date movie.
For it to be good.
Make out city. I think like the key to a great date movie is you're making out within a half hour of those credits rolling.
You're kind of an alienating anyone who doesn't make out in our audience.
Sorry,
so that's
non-make out nerds.
Yeah.
That could actually be a lot of people.
There's a lot. You don't know what our Eskimo
that could be.
Our Eskimo listenership is.
I don't think so. I think nerds like make out more than anyone else.
Yes.
Because they're always at home. I think like if it just sets it up, like I saw Paranormal Activity, that's a good date movie because like you're and then like now I'm holding you and now like you're gonna make out.
Nice.
If you're with me. or else. What?
Wow. Oh,
that go weird. It's
creepy.
That's I want popcorn and I want your mouth on my mouth. What?
Wow.
I'm going to punch you in the mouth with my mouth when this movie's over.
I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
But that's like when you read my column.
I'm never going to a screening with you ever. Because I don't want to get...
That's what you think. Graham, I said get inside.
Sorry, Laura.
That's weird. Power.
Oh, Jesus.
That's my... All right, we're going to have to edit some of this live. It's too long. It's happening too long.
All right.
All right, so now we're back after we'd left for like an hour and a half. Now we're back. But so it doesn't have to be sweet romantic comedy or about dating per se. Or I actually, as I sometimes write in my comment, like, if it's a horrible movie, it could actually set up a great date if you're crying.
I know, I'm actually, so
like, if you're, like, which I've written about a few, where, like, this is a great movie because if you're bonding with this person...
Over how bad it is.
Yeah, over, like, and then you also, well, give us an like, example. If it's new to dating, what? You know it's cool. Well,
which movie did you
bond Amelia. With? I was on a date when I saw Amelia, and I know that you asked me to review it, but I walked out. That's what I think of your job. Like, you have like literally the easiest job in the world, and you still go, oh, hell no.
You don't own me.
Take this movie review job and shove it. I'm taking my raisinettes, and I'm going into another theater for a movie I didn't pay for. But I, like, it was so terrible because I could not get past everyone talking, like, the Pepperidge Farm commercial guy from like 20 years ago. They were just like,
Amanda.
I love to fly. Mm-hmm. That's my game. And I was like, oh, is she going to tone that? Like, remember like the first 5 minutes of Juno and you were like, oh, if they keep talking like this, I cannot. And then it kind of evened out a little. So you're like, okay, I can live with this. But it was like, for at least a half hour, they're like, hey there, Amelia Earhart, nice to meet you. And I was like, oh, even when she was meeting like the guy who's going to be like her lover or whatever. Hi, sir. How are? I was like, oh, I can't. So I kept looking at my friend date. And then we were like, we got to go. But that could have been a good choice. One, if you're so bored in the movie, you're just going to make out there.
Oh, right. I
not
see.
A bad use of time.
Or then
when you're like,
or,
I don't really care what happens.
That's your makeout noise.
I mean, well, I had to give a little noise.
Sounds like you're nursing a baby.
Well, what is it? There's a little. I guess it would be a little slap.
Oh my god.
You make little noises.
So you're saying the quality of the movie affects the date. But not in the way
but
people
not,
suspect.
It doesn't have to be in a traditional way, I don't think. Because it depends on who you are. If you're real like, well, we like a movie that's good and only good, and if it's not fantastic, then we think it's bad and we have a bad time. Like, that's no way to live your life. Like, we went and saw... I was on a date. I was on a date, and he was lovely.
And his mouth was sore for being punched by my mouth.
I punched him in the mouth with my mouth. All over the place, but we, not yet. I'm a lady. I'll punch him in the mouth with my mouth, third day. But we'll, we had dinner. We had not met. We were on the, we met on the interweb. And sure, he's not a creep. And, but we met and then like we went to dinner and we just had a great time at dinner. Talk. It was great. And then he was like, do you want to go do something else? And I immediately, this is my nerd, I immediately get out my iPhone. I'm like, well, there's a movie starting in 35 minutes. At that, like, he didn't even say, do you want to see a movie? I didn't care. I just took over. And it was the weekend Kick-Ass opened, which you hear was great.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, what about Clash of the Titans? So we went and saw... Now, this was one where a bad movie kind of shit on our date a little. In that, like, we really were having this, wow, you're so interesting. What a neat, you know, I didn't know you, and now I'm getting to know you. It's fantastic. High energy. And then we Clash of the Titans, it's like, you're making fun of it a little and a little, and then it keeps going, and then it's like,
ew.
And then at the end of the exhausted. Movie was like, yeah, we were just tired. And I was like, oh, no. Did I blow it?
See you later.
It was that weird low energy. But
release the
Kraken.
Don't you get at least a little
Kraken not release.
About? Yeah. Oh.
Kraken stayed right where he lives.
Oh, wow. Poor Kraken.
Yeah. Well, another time.
You know, recapture the Kraken? Anything?
But then we'll...
You should have seen.
Punch the Kraken in the mouth with my mouth. But did you see the movie?
The Clash of the
Clash
Titans?
Clash of the Titans?
I've not seen it yet.
No. Oh, that's where you get judgmental? Nerd.
Yeah.
Oh, did I see that? Oh, my time is precious, lady. I don't think so. The thing about that movie was, because the first one was delightful.
Yes.
I believe we all enjoyed that one. the thing about it was there was a mini lecture in the beginning. They're like, once upon a time in the cosmos, the gods did this, and the thing did this, and the thing did that, and go! And then they showed people that you didn't know and you didn't care about doing stuff for the next hour and a half, and you were like, I really should have listened more closely to that. Apparently, that was really important because I have no idea. And then we would just... You're right, Grant. He's joking. But then I would just turn to him like, what's happening? And they're like, he would turn to me, he was like, who's that guy? I'm like, I don't know, but he's battling a giant scorpion. It seems important. Like, there, it was just like, what? I was like, oh, if we could just, maybe they should give us a handout. Just that 5-minute lecture that Liam Neeson in the, and Zeus was this, and the thing, and the deal. And because we were like, are they going to hell? Like, I think I am. I think I'm going to hell. I think we're crossing the river. But I heard somebody said there's an iPhone app that tells you when a good time is to use the bathroom. Have you heard that? There's an iPhone app.
No way.
There's an iPhone app where they're coming out with whatever that, like, it of movies, this is a good time to use the restroom. And then apparently there's going to be an aspect where it can, like,
it'll
vibrate.
Buzz,
like,
vibrate.
It'll buzz, like, yeah, like it's now. Like, I guess if you start it when the movie starts. And then I was like, well, Clash of Titans, good news, anytime to use the there was no bad time. There was no, oh, I don't want to admit, what is it, another giant thing I don't understand?
What did I miss? I don't know.
Yeah. I think they were fighting some weird thing that made no sense. Oh, okay,
right.
All caught up.
Anytime during that movie, then, you said you could pretty much release the Kraken.
Yes, at any time. It was like, really, and if we had known each other better, like if it's your butt, like, this was a first date, so it was like, how inappropriate
do you get
at the movies? Like, I tend to reel it in. But if it's like your buddy that's like, you know, you've got your feet up on the seat, and you're like, oh, that's like it would have been a good, when it just turns into Mystery Science Theater.
Did you see it in 3D?
That's fun. No, we didn't do that. You think that really? Oh, well, that would have been.
Yeah, that would have pushed it over.
It would have made a lot more sense.
That would have been a bad movie and a headache.
Yeah.
So sorry, you missed out on that one.
What other good romantic comedies have you?
What have I seen? Bring up my file. No, I.
Well, the
I,
Twilight movies you've seen. Now that you saw those on dates, right?
Yes, I was. Yes. With the 16-year-old boy, because I wanted to, you know, live. I want to have the whole experience. I'm going to see this Twilight movie. Hey, what are you, 17? That's G-O. Let's do
it. can your dad drive us to the theater?
I was like, because that would really, my mom will take and yours will pick up. Awesome. Yeah, the Twilight movies, I feel... I guess I have an appropriateness issue with that. Of like, I can only like, it's only appropriate to like them so much. Wait. Like how guys felt about the Olsen twins before they turned 17 or 8. They're like, I can't, or whatever.
Right.
Like the young girls or whatever. Like, I was just like, I can't really get into that movie. Like, it's my generation's like Pretty in Pink.
Right.
They're Star Wars. Like, what
yeah.
if you, the girls Star
yeah,
Wars
we
for
didn't
that
mix,
age or
we
whatever.
Didn't mix Breakfast Club and vampires.
Yeah, yeah,
for our generation.
Exactly. Ooh, what if they had though?
That's
what about you?
Write it,
vampire.
Yeah, write it, write it. Pretty in Pink vampires.
We had Breakfast Club and we had Lost Boys. We didn't mix them.
Right.
Breakfast
really
Club
true.
For werewolves.
Oh yes. My god, that's so good.
2 months till the next full moon. I got you, Bender.
Oh my god. I'm rich already. I'm just going to start spending that money before I even put pen to paper.
I'm
yeah,
rich already.
But yeah, so the Twilight movies are like, it's creepy from this perspective, mm-hmm. to, you know, because I can't, ooh. But also the other one, did you make me see all, have three come out or two?
Two.
Oh, yeah, you made me see both of those.
Sure.
You made me see.
I take my job seriously. Oh, he makes me do this. Yeah, but I still stayed. It was no Amelia. The second one was, not to be judgmental, but it was terrible. it was actually awful. The second one made so little sense. And then the funniest thing to me is that the werewolf guy is like a big star now and was like hosted SNL. Because I'm like, he's terrible. His abs are incredible. So when you make the 302... 600. Yeah, yeah. Step up to Athens, you know, whatever it is.
Athens! The 300 boys are back.
Yeah! You thought we was all dead.
Mm-mm. And now they're choreographed.
We've been doing sit-ups in heaven. What? Like,
they had P90X in ancient Greece. Here it comes.
They really did. But it was like, so those, like, he was terrible. And then it was like, that movie was, I did write about that. The second one was like, she loves this vampire, and then they can't be together, like, sort of for no good reason. But if you, I'm sure if you read the books, you're like, oh, it was for very good reasons. But they were like, they couldn't be together, and then she was just sad, and then she started hanging out with a guy, and then he's like, something I can't tell you. And then we're like, ugh. You literally attract monsters. Like, all women attract... Like, you attract the wrong guy who's, like, kind of like your dad in a bad way until life gets so painful that you get therapy and you go, oh, okay, and then you get sober and then you attract better people. Whatever. And then...
Just hypothetical.
But she literally... That's her type, is, like, actual monster. Right? Like, God forbid, Count Chocula head through town. Like... Is that Frankenberry? Ooh, where's my lip gloss? What is wrong with her? And then she's sad about the wear. Then she sits in a room for like 8 months.
Yeah.
And then she sits in a room. And then the vampire comes back and she's like, oh, fine. Like, I was like, I don't.
He's too old for you. He's a mummy.
Yeah.
This is like, yeah, like. Your boyfriend dresses weird. He's a mummy. That's just, he's rocking his mummy style.
You don't understand us.
You don't understand. Why is there, and it's like, you're a pretty girl. Date. There's guys to date that aren't.
Date humans.
Yeah. That aren't from beyond. You know, like, you know, we all suffer a certain amount of low self-esteem, but like, I date humans.
Yeah.
That's my...
There's normal guys out there that...
maybe they're, you know, not perfect, but they're of our species.
They're not, they're not demons.
They don't turn into dogs. They're not, like, I was just like...
They're not zombies.
And they're not immortal bloodsuckers.
Yes!
And then she was, like, apparently just kind of playing with that guy. I didn't really feel it, because
you
want to
tease
the fan. I was
sure.
Just like, oh, this is... That one was bad. The first one was actually kind of good.
So now, what would you say, what's your most favorite romantic comedy / date movie?
Well, I'm a goofy girl. So, like, I love When Harry Met Sally.
Of course.
I'm a goofy, like...
Yeah, that's a crazy pick.
But, I just mean, like, that's like, what art do you like? Picasso, I'm really going to step out on a limb. You know, it's, like, so boring to say. Like,
no, but there's a reason, because it's a great...
Stripes.
It's a great romantic
Stripes. Concert. Stripes is...
Strange Brew, Stripes, Purple Rain, When Harry Met Sally.
Boom.
And the Muppet Movie. Boom.
Muppet Movie. Get your makeout on.
Why do
so
rainbows?
Oh, what if Javier Bardem was in the Muppet movie? Then
what if he actually is a Muppet?
Hey, Friendo.
He's Friendo.
That's Kermit the Frog as Javier Bardem.
Oh my god! That's let's webisode that, you guys. Yeah.
Hey ho, Javier Bardem here.
But I did like the actual date night.
Yeah.
I mean, the date
night was a fun.
It was one of those things where it was like, saw the trailer, got the concept.
Right.
And it could have been all the funny parts in the trailer. That often is the case.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. Like, I thought it was very well executed through the whole thing. And they grounded it enough in a relationship that was interesting. And there was enough action that worked.
The only problem
we
kind of agreed is that it got a little too diehardy in parts.
It got diehardy.
But it was a solid movie.
Yeah, a little too. I think it was the part with the cab.
Yeah.
And now they're driving.
When
J.B. Smoove showed up, I was like, I enjoy you, J.B., but this just seems like it came in from another movie.
Yeah,
and then, now they're driving. You know, and he's this blown out cab. Like, even... Mark Wahlberg played a, you know, low key or
he turned
you know,
it down as a crazy.
But then he's
ops.
Like, I'm a crazy cab driver,
yeah.
And then they're like, no one.
Literally, his cab
came from another shoot.
Yeah.
It was just came in from somewhere.
It was like Pee-wee's Big Adventure. They just drove through the different sets. But so,
I enjoyed them.
And we were talking about that, where it's like, there must have been like a studio note where make it bigger. No, don't make it bigger. You can
because it was kind of like two-thirds of the way. Maybe I felt it was kind of lagging, but I don't know.
So
but they, and they made some interesting choices, too, of like, he found out this, spoiler alert, he found out a thing about the guy. And then they lost proof of that, which I find interesting, because usually they just, ta-da, and it was, I don't know, still had some twists, and got a little weird again at the end, the Ray Liotta on the roof speech was kind of weird. Oh, I see. Batman says. Anyway, sorry to have a better answer for you. I like any movie where some guy is going to make out with me. That's my criteria. If I'm going to get some face action.
So let's go to DVDs coming out.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah. They're coming out.
Avatar came out last week. Hello.
Here's what you should do. Go see How to Train Your Dragon in 3D and enjoy it. And save your money on the Avatar.
Oh, you didn't enjoy Avatar.
The special effects were really
cool. It looked great.
It looked great. But the story was just dumb and insulting, and that's the thing. Like the and we talked about it on a prior episode. Like
many prior episodes,
I watch them all.
I'm sure
I watch all your podcasts. Did anyone
with my ears?
Yeah, yeah. thanks, mom.
I watch them with my face ears.
Yeah, we punch you right in the ear with our voices.
Yeah, with your voice mouth.
Yeah,
my voice mouth is punching you in the ear.
Oh, it is.
Get ready. Here comes my voice ears.
Well, what amazes me too is Avatar. It comes out. Oh, it's on Blu-ray, you know, and it's on DVD. And well, wait, but it's not in 3D, which means all the suckers that are buying it now, you know, there's going to be another version that's going to come out in a couple of months.
And
with 3D.
Yeah, and those 3D TVs, as we talked about on the Chris Hardwick episode, you know,
that you don't need,
that you don't need yet. So I don't know. I just I'm glad I saw Avatar in 3D.
In the theater.
It was really amazing to see that, and I'm glad I did, and hats off to...
It's like a ride.
Yeah, it is. It is a ride. That was fun. But the story and the dialogue is really dumb, so putting that on a smaller TV screen without the 3D, I'm just going to be stuck with the dumb dialogue.
All the bad parts.
Yeah, and
the dumb dialogue.
You know what I mean?
I was really hoping when that... near the end, when like... I can't even, whatever. When that blue chick found his real body and he was all little.
Yeah.
She had just gone.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. Anyway, at the end of E.T., how dare you stop? It was like.
Yeah. For the four of you that haven't seen Avatar yet.
If she had been just like,
you guys are dirty.
At that point in the movie, my wife and I were kind of giggling at that point. I'm like, it was just, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, again...
And that was a good bonding moment for a date, too. Like, that's when you go, we're on the same page about what's stupid.
At that point, that reaction should have been, oh, I found a toy.
Yeah. But if you look over and, like, your date is crying, like, this is so... And they're, oh, boy, I love it. Like, end of this relationship. Yeah.
See ya.
Oh, we gotta wrap it up, boy.
Here's cab fare.
We're rolling our credits at the end of this.
And then also, it's complicated.
It's complicated.
Yeah, there's plenty of reviews on this. We've talked about it. I mean, Alec Baldwin is – I can watch him, you know, buttering toast. I think he's that funny. But, man, this movie, as we talked about
– you're wrong.
You like this movie.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Come on.
You know what I would like to see Alec Baldwin do? A little yoga. That dude is – I mean, I'm no expert, but whoa. Like, that's like – when I see him on 30 Rock, I'm like, buddy, I just want to, like, rub his shoulder. Yeah. Like, that's got some tension.
He's
got to
stop watching Fox News and just going through the roof.
He can't bend. He can't. Yeah. And it makes a funny effect, but,
Did you think of the movie?
I had the screener. I'm in showbiz. And I watched it with my dad. Not okay.
Yeah.
Not okay.
Are your parents divorced?
No. But I watched, but my mom is not around. But I was like, we watched it, and when I put it down, I was like, well, maybe this will be fun. You know, it's probably not too sexy. And I was like, oh, it's a little too sexy for me and my dad. But whatever. I did not like that the main turning points had to do with being drunk or high. I don't think that's fair in a film where, like, big character turns, like, oh, I ended up with you because I'm drunk, and then this complicated plot twist happened because I was high. Like,
right.
I think that's almost like... And
like
I was,
that Scott Baio after school special?
Yes. Stoned. Yes. But it's like I was... So that's not good. But I don't think, like, award material, the way it got pushed, but very enjoyable, funny, smart movie. And for, like, older women, of which I am not. But, like, you don't... You know, like, that was a good way to tell a story of
sure.
that age range. Like, no, and that happens, and it's complicated.
That,
you get it.
That's the thing. I saw it that
you
opening...
You hate women.
Yes, I do. They're all dumb. They're all dumb.
BT dumb.
No, I mean, when I saw it, you know, most of the theater was, like, women my mom's age, and they loved it.
Yeah.
I'm sure my mom would love it. The problem I had was just, like... And, again, I'm coming from my place of my parents are divorced, and... All the adult kids, like, oh,
yes,
they were crying and freaking out. These kids are in their 20s. Come on, man. If my parents, like, hooked back
that's
up.
That's what you had a problem.
Grow a pair.
I know. I'm sure your parents are divorced. If they got back together, you'd just be like, what?
Yeah,
like,
that's crazy. All right,
you guys ever had sex?
Yeah, like, well, you guys shouldn't have been together in the first place. Why are you? That's the only thing.
I guess I didn't connect to those kids because my parents were never divorced. So I guess I didn't think of that at all. I was just thinking more of like, oh, 10 years to get over this guy that is... complicated. Now you're over him, and now he's back. Oh, that is... I like that.
It's also my... Why I just don't like romantic comedies in general. There's always some crazy, like, oh, no! And it's like, it's not
the
that...
reaction.
It's not that crazy.
And there's always someone falling off a bed.
There's always falling and hitting a head on the thing.
Oh,
and
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Right.
The Sandra Bullock Pratt fall.
I think of my best friend's wedding. That was what Julia Roberts did. She sits
on
the feet in the air.
Yes.
Oh, right. No, that's true. The same way when you go to the store, you bought a baguette.
Yes.
There's always someone.
Yes, exactly like a baguette.
We're all buying baguettes at the store all the time.
Jennifer Lopez, she trips a lot in her movies, usually in a wedding gown.
She does, yeah. Interesting. But you're also a laid-back dude, and as a woman, I can say people do react that way. Women do react that way. I don't know women. But to other women... Like,
Laura House
like
hates herself.
There are other, like, who are like, do you know so-and-so's with so-and-so? Like, that is how some people talk.
Right.
Not you. You're enlightened, whatever. But
no.
That is how other people...
No, I'm not.
But, like, dudes don't necessarily talk like that. But, like, that
right.
people do. So, I don't know.
I get that. And I get, like, it's just sometimes I just go, it's not my demographic.
But that's a good point.
Just course, like my mom is not watching.
Her shattered, they're 25.
Yeah.
How can this be?
Yeah. Just be like.
Did she crawl in bed with them and read to them?
Yes.
Like, grown people.
Yes, the grown kids. Like,
I hate it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you turned me.
Yeah.
Oh,
Were they still giving them baths?
Yeah, she was bathing them. She changed the one kid's diaper.
Wow, why did my marriage fall apart? This is how I
behave. Wow, someone just came into your garage.
Yeah.
Some guy from a Terminator movie just came in.
Someone came to kill Graham because if he's not dead today, then
you know the rest
of it.
It's like, what do you mean I need to do yoga?
Yeah.
Just walk quickly away. Yeah, he runs like a sleaze sack.
Yeah.
Dude, that was my silencer shooting. That was him shooting with the silencer.
All right.
I was on the sleaze stack. So. We all took a different fake
we all
monster. Oh, that was like.
How about the Kraken? The Kraken.
Release the Kraken.
You're obsessed.
Yeah.
One last thing.
To release it.
Can I say the thing about that's so filthy? One thing about the Kraken was. At the end, the spoiler alert for a movie that no one wants. Spoiler alert is if you buy a ticket to see Clash of the Titans, they just go, spoiler. your next hour and a half is spoiled. So that's the alert. If you buy a ticket, you're spoiled. Your evening. And but what they had these amazing things to overcome. They had to fight this thing and that crazy thing. And the Medusa was very elaborate. And I remember much more so than the original. But then at the end with the Kraken, kind of easy. Wasn't that
really
the
Kraken?
It was like the Kraken and the thing, and here it comes, and it's like he does this one little thing, and it's like, oh,
that's it.
All right, do to do, start the parade, and like that was my date's comment too. He goes, that was just too easy. It was this, you know, like they're battling everything else for like 40
right.
movie minutes, and then it was like Kraken, beep boop.
Yep.
Bam! Punch in the jaw.
Yeah, done with it. Yeah, that was it. You just punch it in the face.
Just
like
kick the Kraken in the nuts,
right in the nose, like a shark.
The Perseus ate some spinach.
They just then, yeah. they just had a little kid crack. With a wiffle ball. And it was like, it was totally America's Funniest Home Video style, taking out that Kraken. One shot to the nuts, and that Kraken was like,
oh, nope. No, I'm going back to hell. Kraken, no.
Yeah, the last DVD.
Last DVD.
That's mine.
The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus. Not that great of a movie.
Right.
Heath Ledger's final movie, and looks great, visually stunning in parts. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Tom Waits, fantastic as the devil, but I mean, there's reviews on the site, and we've gone over it before. It's if you're a Terry Gilliam fan, you'll find it okay. If you're not a Terry Gilliam fan, you're not going to like it at all. If you're a Heath Ledger fan, you already know that The Dark Knight was his last movie.
Right.
This is kind of like pieced together, and you've got like Johnny Depp and Jude Law filling in. And the thing about a Terry Gilliam movie, that's not the problem with the movie, that other actors finish his role. That's fine. It's more that it just kind of makes no sense and kind of goes off the rails in a Terry Gilliam fashion.
Right.
I heard that they actually just used Heath Ledger's audition reel. Is that true?
No. He was in it. Because for a second, I'm like, I think they
I was like, wow.
But they just spliced in his audition tape.
Yeah.
And that's
our house.
That's
they just took a YouTube video of him around his house.
We just got podcast punked.
Yeah, we just
I'm very dry. Sometimes I say things like I mean them.
All right. Well, I want to talk about this real quick. We don't have a lot of time, but we were going to talk about it, but I just want to say there's a great independent film out there, and I don't think I've talked about it in the past. Is The Prophet or Un Prophet? This French movie.
Which one is it?
It's the French title is Un Prophet, and English is The Prophet.
I don't get it.
Forget it.
Yeah.
What's The Prophet?
It's a prison movie. It's a really. I'm trying to be serious.
Oh yeah.
I went to film school.
It's Take It Down, you guys.
Is this
a reading movie?
It does have subtitles, Laura.
I call those. Oh, I've been calling those subtleties. Subtitles. All right, you're right. That makes more sense.
So, I would recommend seeing it. It's got a very limited release.
Like just your house.
My house. But check it out. And it's an awesome, it's a prison movie. It's like a Shawshank and an episode of The Sopranos. A really good episode. It's really good.
Well, what's the basic plot?
French guys in prison. Leave me alone.
This
kid goes to jail and he's young and doesn't know what's going on in prison. And he's kind of gets muscled into doing something for this gang and this prison gang. And then you kind of see him come up in the ranks. And it's a really awesome character development and everything. And
is that what makes it great? Kind of like a character piece?
Yeah, it's a character piece, but also really cool, like gangster prison stuff.
Now, if it's French, do they all smoke in the prison?
They do. They all smoke in the prison. Yeah, that's a nice, good French smoke.
They're singing and dancing.
Yes, there is a dance number. It's really good. It's really good.
This movie is for everyone.
It's like Le Cage au Fall.
It's a really great art house independent. Yeah. And they go into space.
There's a time
sci-fi.
Portal.
Is it like Moulin Rouge, but in prison?
Yes, it's Moulin Rouge in prison.
I like it.
It's a really gritty film. Check it out. All right, so let's opening this week, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes.
Wake up.
I'm already scared.
Don't know how this one's going to be. I mean, James, what's the guy, O'Halley, who was in Watchmen?
Yeah, he's a great actor.
He'll do a good job as Freddy Krueger, but here's the thing. You're looking at this movie, you're like, all right, it looks grittier, but wait, some of these scenes are exactly the same.
Well, here's the thing about this. There's no point for reason to talk about it, because you're either a Freddy Nightmare fan or you're not. And I never watched those movies, so I don't care what they do to the franchise. I'm not going to see it. But if I grew up watching those movies and was all into it, of course I'm going to see it. You know what I mean? Like,
so it's just a straight-up remake of the movie that was made
the
not that long
one.
Ago.
Yeah.
No, it was a while ago. I mean, the first one had Johnny Depp in it.
Yeah. Johnny Depp?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Johnny
was
Depp
one
was
of
in the original one. Yeah, it was one of the get-killed teenagers.
One of the get-killers.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, Neil already asked me last night, so I'm going to have to go see this, aren't I? I said yes.
Yes, Neil. He sees our horror movies.
Until Mike Schmidt comes back from retirement, Neil's going to go see the horror movies.
Yeah, email Mike Schmidt. Tell him to start watching more movies and write for us again, because we really miss his voice on the site.
See, that crosses the line of date scary makeout to me, because I'd be like, I'm too freaked out to make out.
Yeah, it's too creepy.
Like, I don't, now I'm just, like, like after you see Body World, you can't.
Take the hat and glove off. What's wrong with
that? Yeah, I can't. That's, why'd you wear stripes here? Wow. I don't enjoy you at all.
Why'd you set your own face on fire? That's really creepy.
At the popcorn bar.
I need self-esteem. I'm attracting monsters. I'm that chick in Twilight.
Yeah. So the next one, we actually already talked about this. Now it's finally coming out, Furry Vengeance. It looks like an absolutely disaster of a kid's movie. This is the one
I know the guy
Fraser.
Who wrote it.
So
I know one of the writers. So great, he also wrote Mr. Woodcock.
Really?
That's a long pause. But what I'm excited
it's
about
not going to change your mind.
Is that it's exciting when there's people who they write movies and they sell them and they get made.
Sure.
Well, that's cool. Hooray for your friend.
And you're working. It actually happens every single week.
So that's, but mostly not to people.
Not to people we,
It mostly happens to not people, but it looks terrible.
It looks
nuts.
I'm not sure what...
I'll bet he wrote a great draft and then it got
You don't
changed,
know, that's the thing, we talk about this all the time, you don't know what the original script looked like. Before all the meddling and the animals and the Brendan Fraser mugging.
I think it was about a French guy in prison.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then somehow...
And then, you know what happens? Halfway through, someone falls off a bed.
Yes.
Is this...
He falls off a bed and then the squirrel, the rat in his cage starts talking to him and it's adorable.
Yeah. It's crazy.
What is the story about... The story... Oh, it's his yard critters, huh? It's
and what happens is there's going to be a development...
It's like Caddyshack without golf.
Yeah, there's going to be
gophers attacking this guy.
Greedy developers and the animals are trying to stop them.
That's what animals do.
And the thing is, like, they always do this.
The same
like,
message as Avatar, you guys.
Yeah,
it really kind of is, but with Brooke Shields.
Yeah, it's the same message: bad dialogue.
Yeah.
And they keep showing us animals talking like. We haven't seen it for the last 20 years. They're always like, look what we can do with computers.
Didn't we just have Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Yeah, like, I got it.
Ed was just eating peanut butter. I mean, we've been on to this for a while.
You're right. That was 60 years ago.
Yeah.
Mr. Ed was... It's just,
Francis the Talking Mule.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so we know. They can do it.
We got it. I don't need to see it.
And they don't like when people pave over their forest. We got it.
I don't like it. Stop paving over the forest and stop making computers make their lips talk like humans. They can't. Right. They're animals.
Yeah.
Unless they're werewolves.
Unless it's Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yes. That I'll see.
Yeah.
That I'll see.
I've seen a few times, really.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's our show.
Absolutely. Yes. Yay! I'd like to thank our host,
our guest.
Wait, where am I?
That's what happened.
Our guest, Laura House.
Way to fire yourself.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're welcome.
So, Laura, what do you got? What do you?
Yeah, what do you got going on?
What do you got coming
up? Come on.
Facebook, seriously. Twitter, what do you got?
I have a Facebook page, Laura House. I like to just keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes do shows at UCB. One's
called, in L.A.?
One's called, in L.A. One's called Back Talk. Mm-hmm. That I do with Mo Gaffney and Matt Walsh and this soap opera star.
And let's say wanted to learn how to meditate. What would I do?
Could you help me with that?
Well, this has been a good... yes, I do.
But when we see shitty movies like Avatar, but we want to see them and not get angry, could you help us with
that? Yes. Yeah, well, I do meditate. It's not a joke. I do meditate.
Well, you're laughing like it is a joke.
Well, because it's so awkward.
I know.
It's just like, so anyway, you also help get burn victims at the hospital. Well, I mean, I do, but we were kind of...
Tell us about these crazy movies. And how do you transcend this three-dimensional world? How do you do that? That was a really horrible interview.
I started meditating a few years ago. It totally works. And then I kept doing it, and now I teach it. So, yes, that is available. My website, rockyourmantra.com, is launching.
See, there you go.
Any minute now.
Was that so hard?
Plug yourself. Embrace it. Embrace who you are, your gifts.
Yes.
Share your gifts.
America.
And foreigners. And our dirty foreigners that now we can ship to.
And special rate for cowboy nerds.
Yeah. And are you cowboy nerds out there that need to meditate when you're out there?
And who doesn't?
Of course.
But it is. It's a great practice and et cetera.
Good for you.
Well done.
I meditate every morning.
Yeah, I know.
Hippie. I know. I'm a dirty,
I can smell it on
filthy
you.
Hippie. I meditate.
All the sexy people do.
Yeah, hi.
Does it involve incense?
No. Not in a daily practice. At first it does, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
But then not ever again.
It was so funny because she started out with a no stereotype. And then, wait a minute. But you're kind of accurate.
I didn't get it right.
Yeah, yeah, no, but
yes. Right at the top. Right at the top. So,
All right. Thank you for being on the show. And also read Laura's date night movie reviews on the site. Yeah,
and I mean, and make out with me if you're cool.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a weird...
Punch her mouth with your mouth.
Yes.
Let my mouth punch you in the mouth with it. So.
Yes.
Meditate on that, motherfuckers.
Yeah. I mean, really, that's how we give back.
That's how we give back.
By mouth punching.
If you
mouth
wanna punching. Be, would that be like a weird thing to like do a contest? Win a date. Date night movie review date
punch.
With Laura House. Well, that'd be if the date goes well, but
yeah.
You know, win it.
Play your cards right, you might get mouth punched.
All right, let's turn this into a dating site.
Yeah.
All right, so what else have we got cooking?
We've got our gift packs are up, and they're doing really well. People are really into like the Doug Benson gift pack, and we've got Dean Haglund's crazy conspiracy technology gift pack. And we've been selling his chill packs. You guys have been finding that you got to speed up. You want your laptop to speed up, slow it down with Dean Haglund's.
We are using it currently on my MacBook for this podcast. It's a very effective tool at keeping my laptop cool down.
And as always, we have Pacify Me, a handbook for the freaked out new dad. I will sign
I've spent a fair amount of the book leading up to and talking about the birth, mainly because there's more where that came from. My book, Pacify Me.
And Graham, we have your gift pack. People have been buying that as well.
Yes, it's been cool. The thing with my gift pack, you get, if you've seen me live, you get a hand grenade, you get a shape charge. No, you get the... my new CD, The Comedian's Got a Boo-Boo. You get a Palm Strike bandana so you can recreate scenes from The Karate Kid, which I'm sure you all do.
And a glass of lemonade.
You get a glass of lemonade. You get a Palm Strike shirt. And I throw in a free copy of my Live from Afghanistan DVD while supplies last. And I once again, thanks to all the fans who come out and check me out on the road. Thank you. And I will be this week at Good Nights Comedy Club with Doug Benson, April 30 through May 2nd. And then I will be at Chinook Winds Casino in Lincoln City, Oregon.
Bless you.
Without Doug Benson. Suck it. That is May 7 and 8, I believe, Friday, Saturday. So those are my tour dates.
Great.
And again, like we've always said, we really appreciate you guys, everyone that buys stuff for the site. You're supporting independent artists and letting us have funny people like Laura come into Chris's garage and act like jackasses for an hour.
You're welcome, America. Ferrara. America Ferrara.
America Ferrara. Right. She's listening. She's totally listening.
By the way.
To all our listeners in the United States, Canada, and abroad, thank you for listening. And remember, I'm Graham Elwood.
I'm Chris Mancini.
I'm Laura House.
And Han. Shot first.